With the passing of Evel Knievel, I could go back to any one of the sound bites, but for all the things that he said on this program that people have reset, that people have pointed to, this is the one that keeps coming back, this exchange that he and I had.
You know, going into the jump, the Snake River jump, what were your chances in your own mind? I mean, very clearly you understood the danger for all of the stunts, but when you 50, went into 50, that one, 50-50 you thought?
I put a lot of faith in an engineer named Bob Truax, who built the rocket for me. And he was an egotistical know-it-all little bastard. He'd worked on that Polaris program for the government for a long time. He worked with the astronauts that thought they knew what they were doing. They burnt Gus Grissom to death with two other astronauts on that launch pad down at Cape Canaveral. This guy, he built the parachute so it absolutely malfunctioned because of the G-load. He's the one that caused the accident. And the way I look at it, though, if I'd have made it, everybody would have said it was easy. If I'd have missed it and died, everybody said, well, that's supposed to be what happens to daredevils like him. But I didn't. I landed down on those rocks and in that water, and I don't see no big long line of daredevils standing up there wanting to take a shot at it. And here it is almost 30 years later.
Hey, well, let me ask you something. If you thought it was 50-50, if you thought that you had a coin flip's chance of survival, a coin flip's chance that you might buy it and die, why do it?
You know who the hell I am?